Hello, this is Father Michael Pekosik, parochial vicar at St. Albert the Great and friend of The Rock, where you can always find rock-solid truth for the Catholic life. A blessed memorial of St. Catherine of Siena to you. Venerated as a virgin and doctor of the Church, St. Catherine was born in Siena, Italy in 1347. And she was devoted to God in a deep way from an early age, fasting and even marring her appearance to avoid marriage. Instead of entering into a convent, she joined the Third Order of St. Dominic, which allowed her to live at home even while being formed by the Dominican sisters who taught St. Catherine how to read. While living in an isolated manner in her family home, a mystical experience moved her to go about in public caring for the sick and the poor. In this, her missionary zeal attracted followers and a growing public life brought her deeper into the affairs of the Church and the world, where she was fearless in her commitment to Christ. Her witness brought an end to the Avignon papacy when the Pope returned to Rome in 1377. The Holy See having been located in Avignon, France since 1309, when a French pope refused to go to Rome. She was bold, committed, and zealous in the way that we often think of saints as being, but she is a saint because this was her calling and mission from God. She was not eccentric or ambitious, but faithful to the charisms that God had given her, even when they appeared strange to the world. St. Catherine is a wonderful intercessor for our path to sainthood, that we would be as authentic in ourselves and our commitment to God as she was during her lifetime. Let us pray for the courage to be saints right now that God made us to be. As St. Catherine taught, be who God made you to be and you will set the world on fire. God bless you, and may St. Catherine of Siena pray for us.